This is consultancy arrangement. A leverage Stargate SG-1 crossover fic. Written by Black Eyed Girl and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Alec Hardison, Elliot Spencer. Under normal circumstances, Alec would object to the whole being kidnapped by the military in the middle of the night situation. Hell, he's still objecting, but he's also increasingly distracted by the really fucking beautiful computer in front of him, and the genius scientist pointing out its shiniest features. Still, he does try and mention, "Look, Dr. Carter, Colonel, Alec, I really am trying to offer you an opportunity. You have some probably nasty-looking police records, and I'm admitting nothing. But that's not the real problem here. I really need to make a call, and..." She smiles at him through gritted teeth. "Alec, I don't like this any more than you do, but we've had a breach in our security, and I'm told that you might be able to help. Apparently, some of our people have had their eyes on you since grade school, and they think you can figure out what's going on with the attacks on our system." "Which I'm entirely willing to do, with the government having locked me up in the middle of the mountain and made me sign all sorts of papers, but you really need to..." "What is it?" "I need to make a call. See, I was on a job before you kidnapped..." "Alec." Fine, before you asked me real politely to walk out of my van and into the kind hospitality of the U.S. military. I was on a job, and my guys aren't going to just let that go. My boy Elliot's about to come crashing through these doors, and I'd like to let him know not to..." "Alec, with all due respect, we're in the middle of the most secure military base in the country." Somewhere down the hallway, there's a yell and a crash. There's a click, and what's now a familiar metal noise of bullets being removed from a stolen gun. Then a kind of worrying sizzle. Alec asks, "You guys have phasers? Seriously?" The door comes off its hinges. Elliot does at least look disheveled. The soldiers must be good. It wasn't their fault they weren't warned against Elliot Spencer. Alec had tried to explain. Carter gets out her gun, and Alec puts his hands up. Wait, Elliot, hey man, everything's..." Elliot grabs Alec and bodily moves him out of harm's way. "So, behind Elliot, then." Elliot reaches back and pats Alec's arm. "You all right?" "Yeah, man, I'm fine. You want to stop threatening the nice colonel?" "Maybe in a minute. You know they have aliens in here?" "Yeah, I noticed that. But they still want me to give them a hand with something. I've decided to be flattered by the whole kidnap thing. How do you feel about helping out the government for a change?" Elliot laughs. "Our regular job's boring you now? Hey, if you want to stay, I'll stay. You sure?" "Yeah, I'm sure." Carter looks at the two of them with raised eyebrows. "Boys?" She lowers her gun. "Alec, do you want to look at this computer now?" "Oh, so very much. Elliot, take a look at this. You think Nate'd be up for me upgrading our systems again?" "I don't think the nice lady is gonna let you walk out with one of these." Carter coughs. Elliot looks at the uniform and rank insignia. He nods at her. "Sorry, ma'am." Carter asks, "What kind of damage am I looking at out there?" "They'll wake up within an hour or so. Listen, Colonel, you can't just go around..." Alec interrupts them. "Wow. Hardison? No, I mean, wow. This is good. I mean, usually the government issue stuff is fast, but pretty brutal. This is elegant. Do the aliens do this?" Carter stops and sighs. "Some of it, yes." "So whoever's breaking in must be really good." "You telling me you can't?" Elliot asks. Alec bristles. "I said they were good. I didn't say they were me. Just sit back and let me work, would you? My God, no respect." He starts digging into the really beautifully, if eccentrically designed, code and zones out a little. Somewhere at the edge of his hearing, Elliot says, "No, you can't keep him. And next time call when you decide you need a consultant. No damn manners, that's what the problem is." Carter murmurs, "Jack would never have taken this kind of..." And that's when Alec decides to ignore them in favor of hacking into the honest-to-God alien code. It's officially his favorite kidnap-slash-hostage-slash-consultancy ever. The end.